Terry Sidford went on an amazing journey when she started the project that eventually became her book, 100 Hearts. A collection of short stories, the book is based on responses Terry received when she sent out a survey to 100 different women asking them questions about courage. It took Terry over a year to compile the responses, but when you read them, you will see a little piece of yourself in each story. Written with humor and grace, these stories will inspire readers to live a more courageous, loving, and authentic life every day. Terry, your book is a collection of short stories that you compiled from 100 different incredible and inspiring women, including yourself. Where did you get the idea to research and write a book like this?
I was inspired to write when I first witnessed the incredible courage of my housekeeper when she tragically lost her son. And then I realized that I coach a lot of courageous women as a life coach, and I witnessed them demonstrating tremendous courage daily in order to fight for who they are and live their own authentic life, which is something that I really encourage my women coaching clients to do, is to really be themselves. So that was the inspiration behind it.
So how did you choose the women whose stories you shared?
It started out a collection of people that I knew, women that I coached. And then I realized that it took a little bit of effort to get 100 surveys back. So I started to ask the women to share with other people that they knew. And before I knew it, I started getting back surveys from all over the country, out of the country, all walks of life, people I never have even talked to. So that's how it started, and that's how I was able to get 100 surveys.
And it makes it such an interesting collection of stories then.
It does. I mean, I was actually focusing on certain type of women in the beginning, and it ended up being anywhere from age 18 to late 70s.
You say that every woman's life is unique, but every woman's heart beats with courage. Besides courage, what is a commonality that you feel all the women share?
All the women share a sense of wanting to fight for each other as being women. And I also feel that a lot of women have the amazing capability to handle a lot of different things in life, but most women don't realize that they're capable of it.
Mm-hmm.
And most women don't even realize that they're courageous. In fact, when I first started giving out the surveys, and I asked, would you please fill out this survey on courage? Most of them said, well, I don't know, because I don't think I've been that courageous in my life. And then after filling it out, they were really surprised that they had been courageous.
That's like filling out a resume. And then you look back at your job history and you're like, wow, I really have accomplished something.
It's true. And most women, I think, just don't realize how strong they really are,
mm-hmm.
the bottom line.
They just get it done.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
So I think women are amazingly strong and courageous and are capable of doing so much and really don't know that they do.
So why did you want to make this book exclusively with women?
I felt that women had something unique to offer and that they had their unique challenges within themselves. And not to say that men don't have the same challenges, but I think they're unique and different. Their expectations for themselves are different. And because I coach mostly women, that I had some affinity for women. I'm also wanting to do the same survey for men, but I really do think that some things are going to be the same and that other issues are going to be different.
Mm-hmm. That'll be really interesting.
Yes, particularly around courage.
So the first question in the book for the women is, how do you define courage? What is your response to that question, and what was the consensus of the other 99 women?
Mm-hmm. Great question. I have been incredibly humbled to hear, first of all, my own courage has been just going through life and realizing that standing up for who you are under any circumstance really is, for me, being courageous and not changing who I am under all circumstances in life. So that's been my definition. And for other women, it's also been, with 100 surveys, you get the theme of the same thing, that in the end, they want to be true to themselves and they don't want to lose themselves because of circumstances that have happened to them that are tragic and difficult. And a lot of women feel like they can't be as bright and powerful as they are. So these circumstances kind of help reinforce that they can't be bright and beautiful and courageous. So I hope that answered it.
It does. And all of your questions, I should say, were really great. You know, you're reading the book and you start to think, how would I answer this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very thought-provoking.
So we said, you know, question number one is, how do you define courage? What are the other seven questions that you ask the women?
We started out with 11 in the beginning, and then we narrowed it down to the 8. So here are the other ones. Have you had the opportunity to demonstrate courage? Was there a defining moment in your life that made you who you are today? What are you most proud of? If you could live your life again, what one thing would you change? What do you want your legacy to be? And what do you want other women to know?
What question gave you the most surprising answer?
It was interesting. It really surprised me. It was, if you could live your life again, what one thing would you change?
Hmm.
And I know, isn't that interesting? What I found was, after reading their stories of horrific things that have happened to them, I'd say 99% of them would not change anything that happened to them. And the
Really?
Reason was, yes, and the reason was that they felt it made them who they are today, that it allowed them to find their strength and their courage and really connect with who they are.
Was there a story or an answer to any of your questions that has really stuck with you that you think about, you know, daily or weekly?
Yes. And this one's a little difficult because there were so many. I would read each survey and have tears in my eyes for many different demonstrations of courage. One would be that I left my abusive husband with my pajamas, my son, and my keys.
Mm, wow.
And let's see, another one would be that really has stuck with me over and over again. This one was knowing she had only one child, and this child had mental illness and was living homeless somewhere in the city. And she had no idea where her son was. So, but that's courage.
That's
to be
courage.
Able to live with that.
That's courage. I mean, you've been so blessed to be able to read, you know, all of these women's stories and then now incorporate them into this book. And now we are blessed to be able to read it. How has the process of going through all of this changed you?
Oh, wow. I have been incredibly humbled and honored to read these stories, to know these women, to share in these stories. And because of their demonstration of courage, it's helped me be more forthcoming in my own courage in my life, and also realize that the things that have happened to me maybe haven't been as difficult as some of these women's stories.
Right. Gave you perspective.
It did. It did. But for example, there's a story, Rosa, and she's one that lost her son tragically, and I have two sons. And I know to this day, if anything ever happened to my son, that I would handle it much better than I would have before I knew about her story.
Really?
Yes, I would handle it with grace and love like she has.
If you could go back and revise the book, I know you said you originally started out with 11 and went down to 8 questions, but if you could add in one more question, what would it be?
I would ask, how would you advise women to really be heard and seen in the world?
That's a good one. I'm like, what's the answer on that, Terry? Tell me.
Well, you know, it's not that simple, but I think it's connecting to your heart, because your heart is really where the strength is, and that's where courage comes from. And never, never lose that connection, a connection to who you are.
Thank you so much for being with us today. It was really lovely talking to you.
Thank you very much.